Svamija, jednog od osnivača Centra za vedske studije u Heidelbergu. A onda on kad odgovori ti prevedi odnosno.
Dobro. Da li nam možete reći nešto o duhovnoj pozadini vedske kulture? Could you tell us a little bit about the spiritual background of the Vedic culture?
I will tell it with a nice story.
Reći ću ovo, ispričat ću jednu lepu priču.
Once there was a man who had who was on a journey.
Jedno je bio čovjek koji je putovao.
He found a pumpkin.
I našao je dulek.
Without contents, that empty shell.
Bez ičega i iznutra. Može se kada zove za cigarete. Koji pošto mi
volici. So, he thought, let me take this pumpkin.
Mislim, pomislio je, hajde da uzem ovu tiku.
Then he found a stick.
A onda je našao jedan štap.
Let me take this stick.
Daj da uzem ovaj štap.
Maybe I can use it later.
Možda mogu kasnije da ga upotrebim.
Then he found a wire.
A onda je našao jednu žicu.
So in the evening he was taking the pumpkin, the stick and the wire and fixing it in such a way that an instrument was born.
I uveče je uzeo bundevu, štap i žicu i tako ih je sklopio da je dobio jedan instrument.
And it made a sound.
I taj instrument je imao dao zvuk.
Yeah. And in this way the first the beginning of all string instruments.
I tako su počeli nastali prvi žičani instrumenti.
So this story tells us how we can gain something very valuable by combining things in a right way.
Ova priča nam govori o tome kako možemo da dobijemo nešto veoma vredno kombinujući i spajajući stvari na određen pravilan način.
We have our life.
Mi imamo naš život.
We have our intelligence.
Našu inteligenciju.
And our time.
I naše vreme.
If we combine these three in a wonderful way.
Ako iskombinujemo ove tri stvari na jako lep način.
We can get to know who we are.
Možemo da spoznamo ko smo mi.
Who is God and what is our eternal relationship?
Ko je Bog i ko je naš večni odnos?
That's the background of the Vedic culture.
To je pozadina vedske kulture. Niste po prvi put u Jugoslaviji. Kako vam se sviđa Jugosloveni? You're not for the first time in Yugoslavia. How do you like the Yugoslavians?
Yugoslavian people have a big heart.
Jugosloveni imaju veoma veliko srce.
And they can receive spiritual knowledge almost intuitively.
I mogu skoro intuitivno da prime duhovno znanje.
And I think that they are meant for spiritual life.
I mislim da su oni predodređeni za duhovni život.
Because material life doesn't function so nice here.
Zato što materijalni život ovde baš ne funkcioniše tako dobro. Okay. U čemu je značaj vedske kulture za savremenog čovjeka? What is the meaning or the value of the Vedic culture for the modern man?
Great value.
Ogroman značaj.
Modern man lacks something.
Savremeni čovjeku nedostaje nešto.
It's peace of mind.
A to je njegovo kako se prevodi peace of mind? Smirenost. Unutrašnji mir, da.
And without that everything he gains is just like ornaments on a dead body.
A bez toga sve ono što on dobija, zadobija se samo kao ukrasi na mrtvom telu.
This whole material advancement wonderful roses and pearls and jewels on a dead body.
Samo ovaj materijalni napredak su predivne ruže i dragulji i biseri na mrtvoj osobi.
There's not so much value.
Prema tome nema puno prednosti.
So you first have to know who you are.
Znači prvo morate znate ko ste vi.
In order to be peaceful.
Da biste bili smireni.
Otherwise you always go in the wrong way.
Inače stalno idete pogrešnim putem.
So this Vedic culture should be added to what is already going on, and then this will be successful.
Ova vedska kultura treba da Vedic culture should
be added.
A, treba da se doda onome što se već dešava i bit će veoma veliko.
We don't say that everyone should become a monk.
Mi ne kažemo da svako treba da postane sveštenik.
But everyone should base his life not on an illusion.
Ali ne treba, ali svi ljudi ne trebaju da baziraju, da zasnivaju svoj život na iluziji. We shouldn't talk about Danda, or should we? This is
little external things.
S sobom nosite nešto. Da li nam možete reći šta je to i šta predstavlja? You carry with you something. Can you tell us what it is and what it represents?
This is called a Danda. D-A-N-D-A.
Ovo se naziva Danda.
It means that someone who carries this is a monk.
To znači da ona osoba koja nosi to je sveštenik.
The danda consists of three rods.
Danda se sastoji od tri štapa.
Bambusova
štapa.
Yes. It represents the words, the mind, and what else? The thoughts.
Oni predstavljaju reči, um i misli.
These three things are engaged in the service of God by him who carries this rod.
Ona osoba koja nosi taj štap je angažovana u službi predanog služenja.
So that's yeah.
A na čelu imate jedan neobičan znak, šta on predstavlja? We have this sign on your forehead. What does it represent? What
it is? It means that the body is a temple of God.
To znači da je telo Božji hram.
This is a very nice concept. You are not just in this Krishna consciousness. You are not just going into a church or some building to behave like a God-inspired person.
To je veoma fina stvar. U pokretu svesnosti Krišne vi ne idete u neku crkvu samo da biste bili inspirisani.
But you are always on this because you are always living in the temple called the body.
Već se vi uvek nalazite tu na tom duhovnom nivou jer se uvek živite u hramu koji je vaše telo.
There is the meaning of marking the body as a temple.
To je značenje obeležavanja tela kao hrama. And molio bih da nam objasnite karakter večerašnjeg programa. This is about tonight's program.
But yeah. I think yes, this our lady can write herself. She has seen heard everything. Yes. Yeah.
To možeš ti samo da napišeš program šta i čega se sastoji. Da. Tako.
Može neke poruke slušalcima.
Pa evo,
ove pitanje su baš...
Dobro, može.
Do we have,
da,
to the end,
a
message?
Yes.
To our...
Yes. I want to say something for the readers who are people who are blind.
Želim da kažem nešto našim čitaocima, slušaocima, osobama koje ne vide.
In our modern society, the eyes are considered to be the most important senses.
U našem savremenom društvu oči se smatraju najvažnijim čulom.
There are so many optical things created.
Ima toliko optičkih stvari.
Dress, TV, films, architecture,
oblačenje, moda, TV, film, arhitektura i tako dalje.
Just to please the eyes.
Samo da bi se oči zadovoljile.
But in a spiritual culture, the eyes are not the most important senses.
Ali u duhovnoj kulturi oči nisu najvažnije čulo.
The ears are most important.
Uši su najvažnije.
Because through the ears you can hear about things which you can never see with your eyes.
Kroz uši možete da čujete stvari koje nikada ne možete vidjeti.
For instance, knowledge.
Na primjer, znanje.
And knowledge is the greatest friend of a person.
A znanje je najveći prijatelj jedne osobe.
It helps him even at the time of death.
Pomaže mu čak i u trenutku smrti.
So it is a very encouraging in this stage we should not be sad but we should cultivate the most more important things than this than what we can see with our eyes.
To je veoma ohrabrujuće jer u ovom trenutku ne trebamo da budemo tužni, već trebamo da kultivišemo mnogo značajnije stvari koje ne možemo vidjeti ovim očima.
I would be very happy if we could organize a nice concert and lecture for the blind people of Beograd.
Bio bih veoma neka bi mogli da organizujemo jedan koncert i predavanje za slepe osobe Beograda.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.